what I told you, though, with the Louisiana heritage and culture. The reason all that's diminishing is because of the hurricanes. You know, everything was already sinking as it was because of coastal erosion. And now, you know, we get this one big hurricane of the century or whatever, destroyed what little bit of wetlands they had left here. There's no doubt it's gonna destroy all the culture and the heritage, because without marshes, you have no sanctuaries for the fish, the shrimp, the oysters, you know, especially like oysters. A lot of people don't realize, but oyster lives in salt water, but oyster needs fresh water also. So the more storms come and the less and less you get, I mean, it's just destroying everything. Like, even for say, you don't even have enough marsh or whatever to knock a storm surge down of a minimum hurricane anymore. It's definitely coming over this levee. You know, and the levees are like 20, 22 foot now right here, where we at right here. To whereas whenever I was young, the levees might have been 10 foot. But the reason they have to build them this high now is to try to stop it. But since Katrina, it won't even stop a minimal hurricane. A little storm they had that brewed up right off the coast in November. It almost came over the levee right here. And that was nothing. We had 80 mile an hour winds. So you get another storm like Katrina, 200 plus mile an hour winds, ain't no way it's gonna stop. Well, if a storm comes from this area, from right here, from the east side of the river, what does it have to stop? That little bit of marsh over there, there's no way it's gonna stop it. So what it's gonna do, when it hits a levee here, that's the first impact that the water has. It's not gonna immediately come over, but it's gonna build and build and build, and then it's gonna come over. To where if you had marsh out there, it's gonna knock it down. It'll hold it back somewhat, you know? So now you don't have it. It's gonna get worse and worse.